Good morning, everyone, or afternoon. On behalf of Cindy, Ryan, Paul, Kyle, my brothers Dave and Bob, and their spouses, and our extended family, we'd like to thank you all for coming here to celebrate Mike's life. I'd like to take this time also to thank my brother Bob, who took extreme amounts of time to go over and care for my brother Mike. Mike's generosity and kindness knew no boundaries. Didn't matter if you flew to work in a private jet or if you took a bus to work and sat in a cubicle. Mike saw people in their wholeness and was truly interested in everyone's lives, not just their lives at work, but your family, your children, your grandchildren, what your children were doing, and the successes in their lives. We're all blessed to have had him in our lives. Mike was also, maybe you didn't know this, but Mike studied philosophy at the University of Minnesota, and he considered him quite a philosopher. And Mike would always leave these little tidbits with us. I'm sure most of you have heard these as well. And the one that stuck with me and that I've used in my own life is a particularly bad day at work with an onerous partner and complaining to him. He said, "You know, John, there are two types of people in this world. There are faucets and there are drains." And he said, "What you want to do is surround yourself with faucets." And I was fascinated by this, especially when Mike was sick. And I would watch Mike meet with different people. And he would get such an energy from being able to make an introduction to somebody, to introduce so-and-so to somebody else, because that introduction would create something that Mike would be interested in seeing and a chance to be involved in other people's lives. Faucet people are genuinely interested in other people's lives. Not your vocation necessarily, but the whole person, the family, the accomplishments of all. And Mike was a bit of a collector. And most of you probably don't know this. Mike collected things. He didn't collect baseball cards or coins or stamps. He collected people. Faucet people. And when the ravages of his disease took his toll on Mike, he would look down at the tapestry that he had made from all of you woven into his life. And he would then say, "I'm not alone." And he would say, when things get tough or things got scary, Mike would start his day and I'd watch him. He would read his Bible in the morning. And he would look down at this beautiful tapestry he had woven with all of your lives. And he would say, "Today I'm going to have lunch with the Donnie brothers, or maybe I'll have lunch with Rick, or I'll call my brother Bob, or I'll call Al, or Judy, or their friends." And he would look down and he would just pick up the phone, call a faucet person, and have lunch. And I would sit there and watch him when he would do this. And he would get energy. He would get excited because there was a chance to meet with friends. Even though the disease took away his energy, I could tell that it was exciting for Mike to be around his faucet friends, people that would fill him up. In closing, I'd like to read you something about the greatest faucet that ever lived. Wow, bad glasses. Jesus was sitting by a well talking to a woman, and Jesus answered her, and he said, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave of this well and drank from it himself, and did so with his sons and his flocks and his herds?" And Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give him will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give him will become in him a spring of living water, welling up to eternal life." It gives me and us in his family great confidence in knowing that Mike, the greatest faucet I ever knew, is with his living Father, Jesus Christ. Thank you.